Boys, here we are, Take It Like a Fan, Wednesday, June 30th, episode 4-0.
Nice.
You got Chip.
You got the dog.
You got the boo.
Shorty P.
Well, boys, it's
been hold on.
Big, well,
before you say go on the 40, technically this is 39 because we did mishap fumble an episode. Or not, I would say, but I'm not going to point fingers because we're all one big team. When you know,
are you bringing it up?
That's true.
I'm bringing it up because you can tack off your little half point from last year.
Low blow, bro.
You brought it up earlier and just reminded me.
The deal was that we would never bring that up.
But you would get a half point during that year if we did. So
the year's over. So the year's over, so you can bring it up.
Boom.
All right, yes, I did. I lost an episode last year. We were doing podcasts, and I decided to delete our episode.
And I think we had a hit on that one.
But we still, on the website, have 38 and the pilot. And this will be 40.
So this will be, so thank you.
So it will be 40 recordings.
All right. Hats off to Mike Allstott. A little tribute.
Choo-choo.
Yep. I actually had some Mike Allstott tribute for you guys today.
Oh, do you?
Test your knowledge on your favorite player.
I'm gonna go ahead and start this off with two things. I want to set the tone.
Set the tone.
All right. My tribute tonight.
Bolts and four.
Will
oh, my bad. What?
I agree, though. We'll totally put you guys on the spot. It is modern day, today, football knowledge. As in, like, this year.
American football or American out there football, over in Europe?
Football.
NFL. Football.
And then, okay, Dog, you missed last week. Viva Mexico. How was it?
Awesome. Awesome. Did some cave diving. Jumped off a few little cliffs. Went fishing. Got two sailfish.
You got them?
No, the team did.
How many cervezas did you catch there?
Oh, I got
doesn't catch the fish. Yeah, but me and my team did.
I probably caught 20 cervezas. I emptied the cooler. One man wrecking team here.
See? They fill it, he empties it.
Oh, yeah. But it was a good time. Water's crystal clear blue. Went to the Mayan ruins. That was awesome.
Yeah, I saw those pictures. Yeah, it looked cool.
A lot of sightseeing.
Very cool. Well, welcome home.
Yeah. Glad to be back.
I put Bo on the spot last week.
Yeah, they tried. They tried to gang up on me, but they got shut down.
Not really.
Yeah.
He just said, "Wait, until dog."
No, because he actually agreed with me at the end of the conversation, so I won.
Okay. Well, here's.
I was trying to listen last week, and it was like
he hasn't been trying to be
really bad.
We're not big in Mexico yet.
Huh?
We're not big in Mexico.
But just the service in general so spotty over there.
Yeah.
And you're on Tele-C or whatever Tele-E or whatever your service is, so it's not the best of service, but.
Right.
Try to listen.
Tell you a very important question for you.
Instead of 5G.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Now, Bo already gave me his answer. And his answer, in all honesty, was dependent on dog.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we're doing this already?
All right. So it's all on me.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. I would like...
What's your problem?
Go ahead, man. Do it.
I would like to take my significant other game. To a Buccaneer game.
What are you getting at?
Sounds like a personal problem, doesn't it, guys? I'm not sure.
If there was any deal that could be made, you two have season tickets.
Ticket.
Do
you each have a ticket?
Yes.
And well, I'll tell you this.
Okay. Now, he was throwing out Chicago Giants.
Hold on.
No,
don't speak for dog.
I didn't.
You didn't.
I knew better.
But listen, we got three tickets with one of our buddies. We've had for 7-8 years now, season tickets. We have section 121, the littest section.
Yeah. That's right under where the bucks come out.
You can make this possible happen, and the stars are lined up for it to happen.
If necessary.
Miami Dolphins game.
That's what I said.
That's it.
I kind of I that's not
and that and you're lucky I didn't offer a preseason game.
But if you listen to what he says, it's not, and that's what I kind of told you, man. It's like pulling down.
Can it be a discussion as we go along here throughout the summer?
Miami Dolphins game and
Chicago.
Miami Dolphins game.
Okay.
And you haven't heard what my offer was to
you. Oh, yeah.
There's a backside.
Yeah, what do we just give them the ticket?
Okay, game 5, Lightning tickets, Stanley Cup.
So if game 5 should be necessary.
what game?
But it'll be game five.
Can't trade in the Dolphins ticket. Out of fairness and decency, we can't. No, that's
what
not.
What do you mean? We are Super Bowl champions. We only have to go to two games.
It's
you think
game five of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
Every game sold out.
If it's 3-1 Tampa, then that's a pretty big chance right there. As we missed out on going to the Bucs game because we would have tickets for that. If, you know, do the stupid thing that's whatever.
Dude. Imagine. I know your seats at the state were pretty clutch.
Four rows up.
I know. That's clutch.
Great. With the Bucs. I mean,
now, I'm gonna. You ever see one of those guys when they're in the stands and they're drinking a beer and a foul ball comes and one hand catching, chug the beer?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna happen to me. Maybe this year.
Wait. So you're that guy?
I'm that
guy. Okay.
Wow.
You're not that guy.
Absolutely, I'm that.
You're not that guy.
With a glove, barehanded,
or maybe a shank field goal, and I'm gonna see it. I'm gonna catch it, however it comes to me.
Two questions.
Oh,
it's against whoever.
Dolphins.
Okay.
One Dolphins. Dolphins.
In Chicago. I thought he said Chicago. I thought it was okay. Chicago.
Who?
I'm going to chug my beer. Whatever happens after, if we're killing them, if it's like a blowout, you might see a reaction where I punt that ball back into the view.
No.
But no. Nine times.
You get a football, you keep it.
Yeah, I would keep it for sure. I'm talking about it.
But you ain't getting it. I'm getting it before you get it. I don't care how tall you are.
I got a Rey Mysterio.
I saw that. Great picture.
Dude. So if I wear it and I just so happen to get that football in my direction, that game.
Be on the lookout. What the buck?
With the Rey Mysterio.
What the buck?
Dog Chapo.
Well, since we're talking about the Bucs, I was looking over our depth chart, just checking out some stuff for the show. Do you really realize how strong we are at tight end and running back now? I mean, how deep we are.
Giannotti Bernard is probably like a solid pickup. Like,
yeah, that's, I mean, but you got Gronk, Howard, Brate, and Hinton.
Howard's got to stay healthy.
Tanner.
Howard has to stay healthy. He hasn't proved a healthy season yet.
Are you kidding me?
He had a rough start last season.
His sophomore year, he balled out.
He came on, but
he's had two season-ending injuries pretty early, and I mean, it's not. I'm not saying it's his fault, but you've got to. How many more injuries can you sustain to like be a valued player like that?
Well, I mean, his were freakish.
He is. I want him to succeed. Don't get me wrong, but he's got to prove it.
My thing is that you have two. Obviously, Gronk is he's probably in the run just as long as Brady. We're not going to say he's going to stay around a year after Brady retires. Brady's done, Gronk's done. Agreed. That's how I see it.
Agreed.
There goes one tight end out the room. All
right.
So this year is year five for O.J. Howard.
Yeah.
Is it year five?
It's a big year for him.
This is
final year for him.
This is Cam Brate's either second to last year or his final year on his contract.
Oh.
So next year you're not going to have this issue. So you need to see if Tanner Hudson's going to be around for the future or sign.
You think Gronk rides until Brady?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He won't go play anywhere else. He'll
go play in the sand together when they're done.
He knows what he's getting with Brady.
Well, let's see. Lenny, and then now Bernard. I mean, come on.
You're Gronk.
And then that's
the thing that scares me the most is with running back. Are we going to have a consistency of
– You got four strong running backs, even the rook.
Are we going to have consistency?
You're only taking three. You're only dressing three running backs.
Yeah.
And how are you going to split 60 snaps between three running backs?
Not only that, you still have Tom Brady throw the ball to Evans, Godwin, Brown, etc. Like you're limited to so many plays. That's where those guys have to have the mindset. I'm not going to be the 25 carry guy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Exactly. They got to be that mindset of if I get 10 touches, whether it's 5 passes, 5 rushes, I better make them up first.
Brady's throwing the ball 35 times. Great. I mean, unless they can
pound. What was his average last year? Was it like high 30s?
Around 30, 40s.
Around 30, 40, yeah.
But that was the whole different year. I mean, this year is going to be completely different. The way it's ran and managed, you're going to see a big difference.
I just hope those guys can understand the role they're in. And if there's a hot hand, if let's say first half, Leonard Fournette gets 60, 70 yards, you feed him a little more in that second half.
I think what they would do is take turns. This player, Rojo, fast, elusive, Leonard Fournette more beat you up, depending on the defense you run the running back that fits that defense scheme.
I agree.
Or use both. I don't know.
And we all know the wide receiver issue. I mean, it's just going to be finding those four or five.
It just with our whole team, yeah, it just doesn't matter who's on the field right now. I mean, they've all just been so proven.
I'd like to see our offense versus our defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Run it. Run that dog.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So, aside from that, did you hear the big announcement today?
What big announcement?
Miami Dolphin tickets
for game 5. NCAA changes the policy. Athletes cleared to make money.
Great.
What, didn't we have a conversation about this? And I said that the players deserve some sort of money.
I think they do, but they're talking about like maybe it off of autographs, maybe some social media deals, advertisements, camps, things like that.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't see why they should. The NCAA, I agree 100%. What they just pulled in the stunt for the College World Series, and
NC State.
Was it NC State?
It was NC State. And they four players that were vaccinated that tested positive. But yet they have 21,000 fans in the stadium.
And on top of that, they kicked
them out of the tournament.
The whole team.
I've never heard that.
The whole team was right there in the stands watching the rest of the College World Series. So, I mean.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, the NCAA needs to tighten up. They need a, there needs to be some sort of player union, whether that's someone who's retired.
Well, that's
what's going to have to happen. If they start making these kind of moves, they're going to have players. There's going to have to be checks and balances to it.
100%. Yeah.
Well, the sad thing is how much money these colleges have been making over the years off their players that, you know, they give them, jerseys and clothes and stuff.
Imagine how much, like, Florida was making, even back in the Tebow days. I mean,
but not only that, it's
making a killing off of this.
Yeah.
It gives, you know, the players and the athletes that won't get a chance to play professional to have some money to go start their business.
I think if they
keep the economy going.
If they did something where they get a percentage off revenue, if you're like a 5-star recruit, your academics are really high, you know, you do your community service and you're just a 5-star athlete, you should get a
certain percentage. Have you ever watched these videos, like where these kids get put on full scholarship? After they've been there maybe 2 years, their senior year. Do you hear the stories of what these kids are doing? I mean, some of these kids are working two jobs, playing Division I football.
If they're lucky to work. Mm-hmm. They're lucky to work.
Just so they can try and make it. Because they don't have a scholarship.
Yep. Because they don't have the academics. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I like those stories more.
Some schools won't even allow them to. If they're full ride, they're not allowed to work in the offseason. I was listening to Ian Beckles the other day, and that's what he said. He said he couldn't even be a bouncer.
Yeah, some universities don't allow you to work.
Yeah, and it's
because they want you to focus all their time on them.
Here's $300.
Segregates kids.
And then you have $200 to spend on your dorm. It's like $100 to live for the month. Like, what is that?
A lot of these kids are gonna be able to make some decent coin off of this stuff.
Good, they should.
They should be able to support their
family. Yeah, that's why they can support, you know, the athletes get paid like that.
So do you think they should take a car?
Who?
Some of these athletes.
Take a car?
I mean, if offered, you know, and they're not supposed to. If they wouldn't get caught, right?
As long as he's got all the papers and it's legit, sure, why not?
And if it's like an
endorsement. I'm with you.
If Gatorade were to endorse 7 college athletes and they gave them a car, or Chevy did it, and they gave them a car as their incentive.
Like, it's got to be something, right? I mean, they're not allowed to work or anything.
You're in the running for the high.
Well, they could help them take care of their families, you know?
Yeah. So either way you cut it, because these kids could go out here, they could be making these colleges all kind of money, get hurt tomorrow.
Done. Not even their tuition goes away if they get hurt and lose their chance.
Yeah, and they should be able to enjoy life with a little coin in their pocket.
John Gunzeal reveals he made $33,000 signing autographs before the 2013
A&M. See, that's it's what. Why?
It's because he doesn't care anymore.
I know, but just why? Just like, just go away, Johnny.
There's another. Look at this clown. This guy picked a fight. Like, he kind of pump faked that Joe Schilling in a bar.
Yeah.
And Joe Schilling, I mean, 1-2 down.
Who's Joe Schilling?
MMA fighter. MMA fighter.
That's just, you're asking for it.
Yeah. I don't think he knew that he was an MMA fighter.
Still.
But now he's talking about pressing charges. Yeah.
Play that video?
You are not that guy, buddy.
Not that guy.
Oh, yeah, no, it's this guy.
That's funny.
Brody for president?
Yeah. I mean, you can tell this guy's drunk as a skunk. He's thinking, oh, he's arm wrestling now. Nobody.
Oh, he's talking shit?
Yeah. And now watch. Here he comes. Walking by. No big deal. Just bumped him a little bit. The guy, like, says something to him. He turns around. And did you see him, like,
oh,
he was going to do something. Boom, boom, done. Man. Good night.
Yeah, that's that alcohol courage.
Love it.
That boy just got dropped.
Yeah, he did. Did you see Giannis? Or Giannis? How do you say
it? Kimbo?
Yeah.
Kimbo.
Anyways, he got hurt. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, look at that. Like,
not brutal. Oh. That, I think he had like 6 points in like the third quarter. I was like, best player had 6 points. This is great.
There was some other good news. I mean, there was some crazy news. You hear about Scottie Pippen.
Oh, my God.
Coming out calling Phil Jackson pretty much racist.
Yeah.
I mean,
go away, Scotty.
Did you see Robert Horry, what he said today?
Uh-uh.
Apparently, there was one specific incident where, I guess, Phil Jackson's used the connotation of master. He said something about being the master. But Robert Horry said
maybe mastermind, like mastermind of the whole scheme of putting that team. Like, come on. Like,
It could be.
Yeah, whatever.
It's so long ago. Like, why? Why even do this? Like, just Scotty, just chill, dude.
He seems to still be pissed off that he literally picked Tony Kukoc to take that final.
He had the hotter hand. Kukoc was
the reason I think he could want to win.
So didn't Trae Young get injured too?
Yeah, I don't know. This is like
day to day. I think three of the major stars of the last four teams are injured.
Chris Paul's coming back tonight.
And we're still in Bucks or Hawks. They're 2-2. Game 5 is Thursday. Suns, Clippers 3-2, which Paul George was a beast.
41 points, I think he had, or something like that.
Like 30 in the second half or something like that. He had a great game. But anyway, they're 3-2. Suns are still up.
I think this might be one of the, I hate to say it. I mean, I respect basketball, but I just think this is going to be like one of the least viewed finals.
Oh, 100%. There's no Lakers. There's no Celtics.
But not only that, the stars are going. Injuries happen, but.
I agree. 100%.
Oops.
You see another fan ran out of the stadium, or ran out to the field in Yankee Stadium and got. This guy just.
Another one?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Obviously. He's so stupid.
How long before they got him?
2 seconds.
Jeez, that's not good. I like the longer runners. I love that. That's the best.
If you ran on the field, what would you do? Would you go in a second hot, like slide in, pop up slide, kind of make your presence right
probably
there?
Just the field. I think the crowd gets going, like the short you just said. Yeah. The crowd gets going when you start juking.
Exactly.
And they're dying. Yeah.
That's all they got coming at you at all angles.
Yeah.
Especially when they have to cut to a commercial. I mean, you don't want to get caught.
Buccaneer pop quiz.
What you got?
Did Allstar ever rush over 1,000 yards?
For a season?
Yeah.
No.
Work your chip.
Yeah. Thank you.
No. Doubt you lie.
What was his recorded year?
Like, how many yards?
800? 700?
I don't think so. I don't think I've seen 6 or 7.
900.
Was it 900?
It was over 900.
I see it. Here it is. Man body slammed by security. You guys want to see it?
Yeah, of course.
Of course we did.
Well, dude, hold on. First, we got to address, dude. This guy.
Oh, yeah. He didn't. He made it right past the foul pole. He was watching him the whole time. He's such an idiot. First off, doesn't even look like he can freaking run.
No. That or he's just super.
Oh, my God. That's what even makes it worse.
There's the Robert Horry thing, so master comment, but he's no racist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. Scroll. Is that Scott?
That's Scotty Pippen. Yeah, that's what
Scotty
looked like.
Yeah, I'm going to look at Scotty Pippen in that video. No, that shit ain't
funny. Now, this is classic right here. The Tour de France. You saw the big. Did you hear about this? Like the bike wreck in Tour de France?
No,
It was bad. I mean, really, really bad.
Yeah.
But it was all started by this.
I forgot about that.
Watch this right here.
Oh, my gosh.
She sticks it out like she's showing it to somebody else.
Boom!
And it's over. Forever.
Right in the front of the pack.
They're literally talking about arresting and bringing charges on us.
I would. That's
holding me.
What do you know what that sign translates to?
I have no idea.
It says go Bo.
Go Bo.
Fantasy champ. It's just a guy. He'd arrest his own kid. He'd arrest his own kid, this is for sure.
Alright, so yeah.
Those guys are probably riding 30-40 miles per hour in a line. A fan. Throws a sign out there.
She didn't throw a sign. She was holding it and showing it to somebody.
No. Yeah. She was way too close. They don't get that close to those guys.
See, honestly, where's the security at that point? Somebody's not watching this lady just out there like that? Like, come on.
They need to hire the New York Yankee security.
She was way closer.
As soon
as... New York Yankees, they got a point right there.
I love this. I saw this right here. The White Sox star, Lucas, what is it, Giolito?
We got this Giolito.
Josh Donaldson over sticky jab. I guess after this guy scored, he went with this and said, oops, not sticky anymore. Pitcher, and the pitcher got all busy.
He's a little shit starter.
Baseball in this whole ordeal.
That's stupid.
They should have waited till off season.
They should have. They shouldn't even just, I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Another way just to make fans not care.
Tick dog off.
What is it? Trevor Bauer, woman accuses MLB star of assault. Just another baseball player. Hitting on something with baseball.
Oh, stop.
Riddick Bowe. So I wanted to pull up a picture. He says he's returning to the boxing ring fighting in October. I'm guessing, I mean, you can look at him. Tell.
Come on, Pops.
I met Rispo at the ticket like in Jersey.
Come on, huh?
This guy was—he was kind of already out of it, like Muhammad Ali, a little bit out of it. You know, all due respect,
yeah,
he was a beast, but I just don't see how he's getting in the ring.
Yeah, all due respect, man. This guy just needs to stay on the grill, keep making that grill famous beans, and just have the food ready at the yes. cookouts, man. He doesn't need to get in the ring.
They were all fans were all upset because this guy was wrestling. What if they got hurt? Are you kidding?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Well,
Chauncey Billups. Okay. So,
well, did you guys see the disappointing news yesterday? Vasilevskiy got robbed from the goalie of the year. They gave it to Marco Fleury from Vegas.
You know what's crazy? That we should have won 5-0. They had a little pinball action going on there, and they scored that goal.
They hit the post 2-3 times, man.
That's was playing his ass off, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah, dude,
that. Oh,
he
was
a bloody-faced Gallagher, though. If there was a guy on their team
Gallagher! I hate that guy.
On their team that deserved that, it was him.
Gallagher, man.
Watch out for Gallagher tonight.
Dude, that guy, I mean, granted, he's a stellar hockey
he
player.
Felt coming out in the warm-ups. It showed he tripped over himself.
He plays hard, man. He was always in. He was getting under my skin just watching. I was like, damn, that's some Gallagher guy.
Everybody. Do you guys notice how they hit everybody but Edmonds?
Oh, yeah. And Stamkos. They kind of stay away from the stars, and that's just what out of respect.
Well, no, I'm thinking because Edmonds is so big. Did you see the part where he was in front of the goal and tried to push Edmonds?
Oh,
Edmonds
yeah.
Like 2 inches? Yeah.
Yeah. They got a big defenseman, too, Montreal does. Pretty big kid.
Yeah.
Montreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty big kid. Yeah. I forget
his name. Suzuki was another one that was all over the place yesterday.
Yeah, this Gallagher character. Oh, man. I'm fired up for tonight's game.
I am, too. Did you see that Mia Hamm was the first female card sold for her rookie card sold for $34,000? Pretty cool.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Was it the one with her shirt off?
I don't think so.
That's good. Hey, you know, make it out. Make something happen.
All right, Aurora Lightning again tonight, 8 o'clock. Game 2, game 1, it is with 5-1 over the Habs.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying Lightning in 4?
No, I've been saying Lightning in 5, but I was just saying Lightning in 4.
I almost want them to come home. I just don't want to lose.
You know, that's what sucks.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, got to be realistic.
Well, boys, we got a short show tonight, so I think we should probably get right into our trivia and stuff.
I got another one. You guys ready? How many tackles does Mike Alstott have?
How many tackles?
Yep.
4.
Give us a higher or lower.
No. Higher or
22.
Lower. You're not
going to. 22.
I'll say
11. 22.
Yeah.
11? How the hell do you think he has 11 tackles?
Because he's somebody. Somebody.
Jesus Christ. All right. Well, no. Sean was closer. It was 5.
Nice. So point for Jim.
No, there's no points. No. You didn't get it right. There's no points.
I like a chip point to me.
All right. I want to go last.
All right.
So who wants to step up to the punch?
I got a few gimmicks for you boys.
Gimmicks.
Since football is on its way, a couple questions. Which way you guys would go about different franchises and where they're at right now?
Fair enough.
Will the Dolphins stick with controlled offense for Tua? So do they, let them rip it, or do they kind of let's hand the ball off, kind of conservative, not really let it play?
I think you're going to
rip it.
Hand it off.
50-50.
Yeah, just hand it off.
Rip it.
Nah.
I don't know what you got.
I mean, you could just throw him out there, but I think you're going to see a little conservative, but then you're going to see certain plays where they let him just go at it.
Pretty good.
It's going to be drives. I think he'll have more control of drives instead of just plays.
Okay. Now, Seattle got a big issue out there.
With the safety?
Jalen Adams is pulled out. Is it?
I think he should retire.
Is it a big deal, or is it, we're just working on a deal getting the way? Or is it, you want big-time money, right?
For the Seahawks, it's a big deal, and they kind of missed out by not signing him last year when they had a chance to. But
they also aren't very deep.
For the Seahawks, no, they need all the help they can get.
They lost both the Griffin brothers.
Wow, did three hands?
I would say
it's a big deal. They didn't even get that. Yeah, it's a big deal. But just, I don't know, go to the AFC.
Who's starting in Denver, Locke or Teddy?
Teddy.
Well, we obviously know they're going to have battle in preseason, but this is a...
I think Locke gets the upper hand on that.
You know, this is one of those...
I want this...
And your quarterback member to start.
I want this remembered right now.
You're going Teddy.
He's wrong about this. Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
Let's write it down and put it on a sticky note, put it on the wall. Or you guys can always get in those DMs and give us your opinion who starts in Denver, Teddy or Drew Locke. All right.
No, you know what? I'm going to take option C on that.
Option C.
Don't worry about it, but I don't think it's going to be either of them.
You don't think it's going to be either of them?
Uh-uh.
What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do?
I could be. As much as I hate to say it, signs are kind of pointing that way.
Yeah.
From my sources.
Oh, you got sources now.
Yeah, I have sources. Well, everybody has the same people I do. I mean, just kind of, there's like, what do they call that? Like when you have words inside of a word?
Lies.
No.
It's like an anagram or something?
There you go. See?
All right.
Oh, you think so? There's underlying stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to read between the lines. Well, not just with
first.
The
I
lines.
Thought he was just thinking about Google
between
or something.
Between the lines. See, every W counts for a Z.
Understood.
So
think outside the box.
That led to my next question. What's up with Aaron Rodgers? Is it just a fart in the wind?
No, he's gonna be.
Or is it? Or
no, he's not. He ain't coming back. We can put a bet on that.
20.
Not coming back.
Friendly 20.
Not coming.
Friendly 20. He ain't coming back to Green Bay.
Richard Sherman is still a free agent. Where is he going to sign?
He will actually...
I think he's going to go home.
I don't.
Seattle?
Back to Seattle. If they have the money for him.
I don't think so. I think he's in Arizona.
Arizona? Didn't they just let Patrick Peterson walk?
I got sources too, bro.
Patrick Peterson just walked.
I got sources too. I got people.
Niners. 49ers. Giving Trey a shot.
Oh, off ribs.
Yeah.
Off ribs.
Yeah.
To be the number one. He's gonna have a chance to fight for this in the preseason. Three games.
I think they drafted him to be their number one. I don't think they're gonna let him sit behind Jimmy G.
So you're saying midseason he comes
Jimmy,
in.
Isn't Jimmy G still hurt?
No, I don't think so.
I thought he was.
Yeah, it hurt like week three.
Jimmy G's ready to go, man.
What?
Okay. Jeez.
What?
Nothing.
What's he done?
Not much.
Choked.
Yeah. Will the Chicago Bears have an actual competition this year at quarterback?
I think they got one of the better ones.
Quarterback competition between Andy, the Red Roger.
No.
Dalton. That's who they named as a starter at the beginning. Or Justin Fields.
Fields started with
Fields.
Fields?
Yeah.
Fields
it is.
Chicago would be in a riot, not that they already aren't. If deals that start over Dalton.
They gotta have some young blood. Seriously.
And this is just a Homer question.
Okay.
Homer, bring it home.
Who's starting running back week one for the Bucks?
Rojo gonna get 1,000 even though he's not gonna get that many carries.
Who answered first there?
I know, right?
Jeez, that was three. Simultaneously.
1,000 this year.
Two? You're that's your
two out of three.
I don't think Bernard will hit 1,000, but I do believe that Lenny and Rojo will hit
1,000. How?
Just
there is one more.
It's like a miracle.
I got
sources.
You're gonna
the same sources as we all have. All right, I have three really easy ones in the spirit of tonight.
Let's do it.
Who won the Stanley Cup in 2020?
Lightning.
Wow. Who?
No.
Who said it first?
I did.
There you go, Chip.
No, you didn't.
I said the light. I hadn't even said it yet.
Again in the spirit.
Wait.
How many times did the Montreal Canadiens win the Stanley Cup? This is sick right here.
I want to say either
4.
No.
Wow. Let's go 10 plus easy.
Yeah, I was going to say it was at least like 6 or 8, but...
How many?
24 times.
24 Stanley Cups?
24 times.
24 Stanley Cups?
24 Stanley Cups.
But you got to understand that.
Right? Does that not scare you?
When NHL first started, it was like a team of 8. And it was like 4 Canadian teams.
Okay, here we go. So it was just the Montreal Canadiens against one other team.
There wasn't that many teams with 24 championships?
Right.
That's up there with the Yankees.
It's savage.
Why is that underlooked?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
How many times did the Lightning win the Stanley Cup?
Twice.
There you go.
2 out of 3.
All right. That's all I got for you guys.
So I won. I got the last question.
You
right.
did.
Thank you.
I have.
No problem.
Trivia that challenges, again, today's football knowledge.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The name of my trivia segment is
Chips You Don't Know Shit.
Chips You Don't Know Shit. Name that team.
Name right. that team.
Now, here's what it is. Now, some of these players, stayed put. A lot of players moved around. I'm going to give the name of the player, and then you are going to give me the current team that they play for. Okay, and a lot of these guys just moved, so they haven't played yet, but they're signed.
Jameis Winston.
So, like, let's start super easy. Super easy, okay? Alvin Kamara.
Saints.
Okay, that's a dog. You ready? TJ Watt.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Steelers. J.J. Watt.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Hunter Henry.
Tennessee. No.
That's your shot.
No.
I was saying. That is correct.
We went to Nashville, Tennessee for my brother's bachelor party. He didn't let me finish.
Jared Goff.
Detroit Lions.
Right. That's a dog. Matt Stafford.
L.A. Rams.
That is a bow. Andy Dalton.
Chicago Bears.
I have already said this in this.
Eric Harris.
Eric Harris.
Baltimore?
No.
Eric Harris.
That's a good one.
Philly?
Nah. Philly? Nah. All right, so nobody got that. That was Falcons.
Yeah, who cares?
Sure.
Blake Bortles.
Oh, shit.
Blake? Blake went Where to... No, the Las Vegas Raiders.
That is incorrect. Well,
Jaguars. Jaguars.
That is incorrect. What is it? That
Jaguars.
Incorrect. What? It is the Packers.
Come on.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man. I knew it was somewhere in the NFC up north. I was close, though. I won because I got the division.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You were closer. Garrett Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert.
Gilbert Grape. Garrett Gilbert, Bill, man.
Incorrect.
I ain't never heard that guy.
St. Louis.
It is Cowboys.
Jeez. It's almost sure it had to be St. Louis.
That's one of their bigger signs. I'll see the signs. But let me go with Sam Darnold.
We already did that.
I don't think we did.
Carolina.
That is correct.
Dog. That was stalled to get the Panthers? That's a joke, man. Oh, that was it. Oh, come on.
John Johnson.
Safety.
John Johnson. Johnny Johnson.
You guys don't know.
Yeah, we know. Johnson. It was the Browns. Cleveland, right?
Marvin Jones Jr.
Either, right? I mean, come on, we knew that, right?
This guy's throwing me off over here.
Browns Cleveland. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to march you. Marvin Jones Jr.?
Yeah.
He's in Detroit. No. He's
traded from Detroit.
He probably went to
Miami?
To the Rams.
Incorrect. He went to the Jags.
See, he was in Florida, so I got
said that
it.
Earlier.
Wow.
He went. Fuck. He left. No, he just left the Saints and he went to. Where did he go?
3-2.
Indy?
Pittsburgh Steelers. Come on. Come on.
Close, I was in the AFC.
Philip Lindsay. Former Bronco.
Running back.
Washington?
No.
Who cares?
Detroit?
He trash.
Texans.
He trash. I hate him.
Sammy Watkins.
He left KC?
Yes, he did.
He went to McDonald's?
Incorrect.
Jeez. It looked like it.
Buffalo.
Incorrect.
That's where he came from.
Okay, then no, I don't know.
Dallas.
Houston? Ravens.
Ravens, that's what I said.
Thaddeus Moss.
Thaddeus Moss. I was just talking about him the other day.
Man, you guys are like on a, you're on a 5 lose streak here.
Dude, you're playing him some no name players.
Yeah, you're bringing
these up, are not no names.
They're not big names.
Okay,
oh, Cincinnati. Really?
Okay. Man, I mean, Cincinnati, man. If we asked you the same players, you had no idea they even played. I'm gonna get okay. I got my next trip next week. Just
well, here we go. Yeah, you guys don't know it was
Green Bay.
Jeez.
Carson Wentz.
Colts.
That's Colts. Correct. Fuck the Colts.
Giovanni Bernard.
Bucks. I won. I said I won. Oh, you know what the Bucks stand for? Bitch, you can't score.
I like that.
You know what the Colts stand for?
What's that?
Count on losing this Sunday.
I like that, too.
You know what Jaguars stand for?
It's on fire. Patrick Peterson.
He ain't signed yet.
Vikings.
Okay, that is
Bo. Oh, see? Boom, that was a trick question.
He went to
he hasn't signed
Joe
yet.
Tunney.
Joe Tunney. Oh, but he retired.
No, he didn't.
Who's Buckner retired?
Joe Tunney.
Who's the other guy that retired?
You guys aren't going to know. He went to the Chiefs. Teddy Bridgewater.
Denver Broncos.
That's correct. Richie Incognito.
no, he's not playing no more.
The Raiders.
That's correct.
Oh, go figure.
Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay.
Giants.
That's correct. We got about 6 more. Trey Lance.
San Fran.
That's correct.
Wait, hold on.
He just got drafted.
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller, Houston Texans.
Miami.
Nope. No, he Miami. Left. Miami. Yeah.
Anthony Harris.
Nah, I don't care.
Green Bay.
Eagles.
Jeez.
Julio Jones.
Tennessee Boo-Boos. Tennessee without a Super Bowl.
Alden Smith.
He retired.
Rams.
Prison. He went to prison.
Seahawks. Ryan.
Prison.
Washington.
Resigned.
Last one, Corey Lindsey.
Guy with 2 first names?
Oh, there's 2 more. Sorry, I got 1 more after this.
Chargers. Yes. Shorty on the board.
Yeah, your computer's pretty fast, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Google's getting there.
Carl Lawson.
He got traded.
Carl Lawson.
Yeah, that's still not an answer.
Incorrect.
Jets.
I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you, bud.
Jeez. There it is.
So who won that?
I did.
Well, let's count it up. Bo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7. Dog, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, but how many you get wrong though? He gets a lot wrong.
That's sure he got.
Come, all right, so come on. Yeah, right? There it is,
winner,
too.
It is dog.
Chicken dinner.
All right. Dog. How many times did Mike Allstar run a kick return back?
Twice.
0.
5. You guys are wrong.
He probably played special.
He did 5
a year.
He did a kickoff.
Yeah, a short kickoff where there's a blocker in front of the kick returner, like always.
Yes. I don't remember this.
How many passing attempts does he have?
3.
5.
2.
6.
How many receiving touchdowns does he have?
8.
7.
10.
13.
Why are you going off my guess,
dude? Because you keep going first.
Huh?
So I started, by the way, a new company with some friends. Shorty P knows all about it. Fun boxes.
What company is that?
Fun boxes. Fun boxes.
What's a fun box?
Oh, see, now you gotta be a smartass.
Wow.
We're not shooting a promo here.
What is it?
I'm just telling you about it because what I'm telling you is I'm expecting you guys to post something about it and share it with everybody.
Oh, I did share.
All right, because my partners are beating me up on my cell phone talking about how this last segment was brought to us by Fun Boxes.
Oh, Fun Boxes. So. What exactly is in the fun box? Like, say if I wanted to go camping.
A whole lot of fun.
If I want to go camping, Tomasasa, on a little piece of property,
what could you have in the fun box? Yeah. Well, let's go through it. You got some kayaks, you got some paddleboards, you got some bikes, you got all your camping gear, you got what do we got? We even got metal detectors, we got tents, we got chairs, we got tables, we got grills, we got games. And
what kind of games? You got like horseshoes?
We got horseshoes.
What about food, man?
You can get some. I think you can get some.
You know, s'mores? They kicked me out of preschool because I don't play no games.
Because you don't play no games?
So you got fishing poles. You got everything.
I want to
go paddle boarding, fishing, scuba, snorkeling.
I pretty much guarantee you that anything you can think of, you may want for camping.
And how do I get to like see?
Funbox1.com.
Okay. Okay. Is there Instagram, Facebook?
There is Instagram. I love how you're doing this, dog. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's just like off in
the I'm trying to find this.
What about a generator? What about a generator?
833 FunBox1, I believe, is the Instagram. Shorty P, help me out with Facebook.
Facebook is still FunBox1, man.
Oh, okay. And so do I have to reserve it, or do I just call you and you say, hey, I want it
like,
today?
Like the flying off the shelf?
Got to get on FunBox1.com.
Now, does the fun box control the amount of fun I might have on my fun adventure?
Depends on what package you get. Does
the fun box control on the amount of fun I may have on my fun adventure?
Well, actually, because you pick everything that you want in the fun box, so really the
oh, you give me the option to have my own fun?
I give you the option to have your own.
That sounds fantastic, Joe.
It's a la carte.
That's great.
All right. Anything else, boys? Because it's 7:55 game time, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Let's go, Bolts. LFG.
Yeah, let's go, Bolts.
Let's
go. Who gets the first goal?
First goal, great point.
Tyler Johnson. Great point. Tyler Johnson.
Oh, I haven't been liking his skating lately. Tyler Johnson, he's been super fast. I'm going with the rookie. I'm going with Cole.
Oh.
I'm going with Cole.
Okay.
He's had chances, but he's been missing.
All right, guys, take it like a fan. How do these people get a hold of us, dog?
I mean, you can always holler at us on Instagram, Twitter, or you can get at us, text us anytime at 727-388-1644, or call. We record every Wednesday night. This week was the exception. Came on at 7, normally it's 8. Call us at 844-542-4111. Again, text us at 727-388-1644. Or just get in our inboxes, comment on the picture, whatever. We try to stay posting stuff weekly to keep you guys.
Yeah, you guys are really good about that, really.
I did it last week.
I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good.
I didn't do it yesterday. I ain't gonna lie, but I'll do it tomorrow.
I did it this morning.
Did you?
This morning, yeah. I usually like to share.
All right, well, stuff. I'm glad you're home safe, Bubba. I'm glad you had a good time. Let's go watch some Bolts.
Let's go.
Take a big fan out.
See go, Bolts. Ya.